Lamentations chapter number 3. And we're going to read one verse together in unison. Chapter number 3, verse number 39. Lamentations chapter number 3, verse number 39. We're reading from the King James Bible. And let's read together, shall we? Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? I'm going to talk to you this morning about God being a blessing and blessing us. So let's pray, shall we? Dear God, thank you for being a wonderful God. Dear God, I think we fall very short on being grateful and thankful for who you are and what you've done for us and what you've given to us, what you provided for us. And too often, dear God, we hear so many people complaining. We hear so many people telling us how bad things are and how bad their situation is. I pray, dear God, for the next 20, 30 minutes that we'd realize a little bit about how good you are to us and how good you've been to us. Please bless the Holy Spirit of God. Speak to our hearts. I yield myself to thee. Help me to preach what I ought to preach this morning. Help me to be a help, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Let me start off by saying I am sure that most everybody in this room, the adults at least, have gone through things in life that are not pleasant. I'm sure there are enough people in this room that will testify of difficult times that you've been through, that you've faced, that you felt that you've been kicked in the gut, stabbed in the back, and left to bleed, to die, and thinking that there was no hope. And it's very easy during those times in our lives to forget how good God has been to us. Lamentations 3:39, the Bible says, "Wherefore, why doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins?" First and foremost, I want you to remember that the only thing you and I deserve is to be in hell to burn forever to pay for our sins. If you can keep that in the forefront of your mind on a daily basis, an hourly basis, a minute-by-minute basis, you will live a life of not complaining and being grateful for everything else that God has done for you and given you. We deserve nothing less than eternal hell and punishment to pay for our sins. But God in his goodness has led us to repentance, the Bible says in Romans. God in his goodness, in his kindness, in his benevolence, in his sympathy for us, in his compassion for us, has reached down out of heaven to save us from hell. And too often, we take the things that God has given us for granted, and isn't it true that we complain too much? To bless means to pronounce a wish of happiness to one. To express a wish or desire of happiness. It means to make happy, to make successful, to prosper in temporal concerns as we are blessed with peace and plenty. It means to make happy in a future life when we go to heaven. It means to set apart or consecrate to holy purposes, to make and pronounce holy. To consecrate by prayer, to invoke a blessing. To praise, to glorify for benefits received. To praise, to magnify, to extol for excellencies. To esteem or account happy. To pronounce a solemn prophetical benediction on an event or the blessings on food. To be blessed means, these are the definitions of blessed, Bible definitions, to be happy. Prosperous in worldly affairs, enjoying spiritual happiness and favor of God, enjoying heavenly felicity. Blessing means to making happy, wishing happiness to someone, praising or extolling, consecrating by prayer. It is a solemn prophetic benediction in which happiness is desired, invoked, or foretold. Blessing is any means of happiness, a gift, a benefit, or an advantage. That which promotes temporal prosperity and welfare or secures immortal felicity in heaven. A just and pious magistrate is a public blessing. The divine favor is the greatest blessing. In the Old Testament among the Jews, it was considered a present, a gift, either because it was attended with kind wishes for the welfare of the giver, or because it was the means of increasing happiness. Those are your Bible definitions of blessing, being blessed, and being a blessing. The fact that you are alive today is a blessing. The fact that you didn't realize what a blessing it was is a shame, ladies and gentlemen, just to wake up this morning and put your feet on the ground, just to open your eyes, just so you could hear the birds singing this morning, just so you could walk, and just so you could have two arms and two legs and fingers to pick up things that you just take for granted. I believe we take life for granted too often. The beauty of nature itself. You don't even think about the sun, the moon, the water, the rain, the birds singing, the trees, the mountains, the animals themselves that God has created. I love being in the garden. This morning, yesterday morning, just seeing the sun coming up over the trees, over the horizon. Fruit trees. I love snow. I love rain. I love storms. I love tornadoes. I know there's something wrong with me. I love hurricanes. There's just something about the power of God that's exhibited through nature. I love to watch it. I love to hear it. I just love it. I know this is not a very popular saying, but you don't appreciate pain the way you ought to appreciate pain. Because the fact that you can feel pain, you ought to be thankful for it, amen? The fact that you're alive, that your senses are working, that you can even feel any kind of pain, you ought to be thankful for it. But we're not thankful for the body that God's given us. We complain. The fact that we can think clearly. When's the last time that we thank God for our salvation? Being saved from hell forever. Once saved, always saved. Huh? The Bible says in the book of Psalms that he's preserved his saints forever. Jesus said that we're in the palm of his hand and no man can pluck us from the Father's hand. We are just so ungrateful today that we don't realize how good God has been to us. It's been at least 15 years ago, maybe 16 years ago. I was coming home from work, driving home. And as I'm wont to do, sometimes I listen to communist public radio to listen to what the other side is saying. And I was listening to this interview where this interviewer was interviewing this, it happened to be a black dancer that was a sodomite working in theater and stuff like that. I don't know why I stayed to listen to this, but I'm glad I did. And she was, the interviewer was a woman. She was interviewing this black sodomite who was in theater and arts and just a sodomite, open sodomite. This is 15, 16 years ago. And she asked him, tell us a little bit about your background. And I'll never forget what I heard. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Now, I don't know if it was his mother or his grandmother. And here's what he said. He says, I grew up in a very old-fashioned home. And my mother, grandmother, I can't remember which one, probably grandmother now, was a very, very religious woman. And this man had grown up to hate white people because of what white people supposedly had done to black people during slavery. And he tried to reason with his either mother or grandmother on why black people were oppressed and they were sold into slavery and held captive and brought over here from Africa and lived a life of hundreds of years in slavery. And here's what this sodomite recounted that his, I think it was his grandmother or mother said. This is what the answer was. from her. She said this: if God Almighty had to take my forefathers as slaves and put them on a ship to come to America to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved, it was worth it. Could you be that grateful? Could you be that thankful? As Joseph said, that ye thought evil, but God thought good. See, the circumstances that you may be going through right now, the trials that you may be facing right now, the burdens that you're carrying right now, to you are awful. And you feel like complaining and being critical. And so, why is this happening to me? Well, I want to remind you that the Word of God says, wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? The fact that you're alive and that God has chosen you to go through a trial and that God has chosen you to carry a burden, you ought to thank God for whatever reason God has chosen you right now to have a broken heart. Said, thank you God that you found me chosen enough and willing enough to be used of thee in whatever service you want right now. But when it's all about us and it's all about me, we complain because we think about what we're going through. We forget about the eternal purposes behind it. We forget about God. We forget about us being used as a vessel for God. It's just about us, and that's why we complain. Because we like to compare ourselves to others and look how everybody else is getting away with wickedness and getting away with sin. And how come I got to go through all this? Well, my Bible says, wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins. When's the last time you thank God just for being saved and being born again? When's the last time you thought about going to heaven one day, amen? And just thank God there's a place called heaven, amen, where there's no sin, where there's no heartaches, and there's no death, and there's no disease, and no hospitals, and no doctors, no funeral parlors, amen, no night, no crying, no sorrow, no pain, no misery, no hurt. Only Jesus, amen. When's the last time you look forward to heaven, amen? When's the last time you just thank God that you're a child of God, saved, born again, on your way to heaven, and that no matter what happens on this earth, glory be to God, I have been blessed. Amen. God has blessed. Amen. When's the last time that you thank God that you had a King James Bible? Do you know how many people have given their lives for in the last 2,000 years for the Word of God? Do you know how many people the Pope and the Catholic Church have burned at the stake just for having a Bible? Do you know how many Christians in Islamic countries are being tortured and beheaded just for being Christians? You don't want to know what Christians are going through? Go on the church's website and see the video of Christians being shot to death by the Muslims in foreign countries. And you'll be thanking God that you live in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah? My Bible says give thanks for all things. I thank God I have a Bible, amen. I thank God I have a King James Bible. I thank God that God brought me to the day, one day, to realize that the King James Bible was the very Word of God. Not the NIV, not the New American Standard, not the Revised Version, but the King James Bible of 1611. When's the last time you thanked God for church? Or so, too often we have to say, well, I have to go to church. No, I get to go to church, ladies and gentlemen. I thank God for church. I thank God we have an old-fashioned church. I thank God we have buses. I thank God we have standards. I thank God we have the correct kind of music. I thank God we go soul winning. I thank God we go visiting. I thank God we preach righteousness and holiness, and we try to have some kind of decency in this church. Amen? Amen. Many people have given their lives and wish that they could have this kind of a church, ladies and gentlemen, that we have freely and openly. And one day we're going to lose it. One day, you listen to me good. One day, the day's coming. They're going to outlaw this kind of church because of hate speech. You mark her down. You're going to wish to God you had this kind of church you could go to one day. The laws are changing as we read in the adult Bible study. I thank God for my country, amen. I thank God that I have the liberty to move about. I know she's fallen. I know it's getting worse. I know socialism and communism and Marxism are taking over. They've replaced capitalism. I understand that. But the one thing they can't change is the history of America. They may change it in their books, but they cannot change the reality of the physical history of the United States of America and how it was founded on the very Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, and the people of God who sacrificed and gave themselves for this country. I thank God I still have the opportunity in this great country that I live in, ladies and gentlemen. I do not take it for granted. I thank God I live in America. I thank God that it's still the greatest, freest country in the whole world. I was reading yesterday, another Marine was killed in Afghanistan. 19-year-old kid. Can you imagine a 19-year-old kid? 17, 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid just going off because they love their country. Never marrying, never having children, never having families or grandchildren. A life cut short. And you're not even thankful for the men who are trying to represent you anywhere on planet Earth. I thank God for my background. Do you? I thank God for my ethnicity. Do you? I'm glad I grew up in a Greek home, to be honest with you. I'm glad I knew Greek before I knew any English. I'm glad my mom was an immigrant from Greece, amen? And I'm glad for whatever reason, whatever moved on her heart and her father's heart, to get on a boat in 1951 and come to the greatest country in the world, man. You know why? Just so I could get saved, amen? Just so I could hear the gospel and be saved, amen? Yeah. I thank God for my grandparents. I thank God for my relatives. I thank God for my home. I thank God I'm married. Of course, my wife probably can't say that, but I can say it, amen. I'm glad I'm married, amen. I'm glad for my wife. God's been good to me, amen. And by the way, God's been good to you. I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care what you've lost. The fact that you're alive and breathing and God has given you an opportunity to live for Him and do something for God, God has been good to you, ladies and gentlemen. God has blessed, whether you realize it or not. My Bible tells me that Job had everything and lost everything, but he had God, amen. God giveth and God taketh away. Huh? Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. I was in a preaching service, it's got to be 20-some years ago, a pastor stood up and preached a sermon on something about being a blessing. And when he used to sing this song as a child, he said that he used to sit there in the pews or stand in the pews singing the song, and he thought that this song meant that God was up in heaven making him a blessing so he could give it to him. But when reality it is that God wants to make us to be a blessing to someone else. But I wonder how many adults are thinking, God, make me a blessing. Not me personally, but Lord, do something for me to give me something instead of God making me to be a blessing to somebody. Yes, sir. Tell the sweet story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove true every moment you live. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed, unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Are you a blessing to someone else? Or are you always complaining about how bad you've got it? I got news for you. God said, Jesus said, blessed are ye that hunger. Yeah, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, blessed are ye if you weep. Jesus said, blessed are ye when men hate you. I don't know what's happened to the Marine Corps, but now they're on Facebook. And my wife joined Facebook this week just so she could keep up with my son in boot camp. And I told my wife, I would only join Facebook if they have enemies, not friends. Because I'd get 500 enemies, amen? And that's when I would join it, amen? But I'm glad. Listen, are you glad that people hate you because of what you believe? Jesus said you're blessed. Amen. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Amen. We forget how much Jesus has blessed us. We don't really think about it, ladies and gentlemen. But the Bible says, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus said, blessed are the meek. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the persecuted in Matthew 5, verse number 9. Jesus said, blessed are your eyes. But we don't realize how blessed we've really been, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger for righteousness. When one of them said in Luke chapter number 11, Blessed be the, I forget now exactly, the womb that bare you, the paps that gave you suck. But he said in Luke 11:28, he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. I'll remind you, just the fact that you're in church today and hearing the word of God, you are blessed. So when somebody asks you, how are you? The right answer is blessed. Amen. How am I? I'm blessed. I've been blessed of God. Amen. John 20:29, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Amen. Hey, if you're born again, if you're a child of God, I got news for you. You are blessed today and fail to realize how blessed you are of God. In Romans 4:7, the Bible says, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Amen. Hey, if you're saved this morning and you're blessed this morning, you ought to let your face know about it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I'm glad I'm saved. Take your Bible, please, turn to Deuteronomy 15. We have failed to recognize how good God has been to us. But it's easy for us to complain when everything doesn't go the way we want it to. Deuteronomy 15. God has been good, ladies and gentlemen. God has blessed. It's easy to be happy when things go the way that you want them according to your plan. Yeah, but you bury your son or your daughter, we'll see how happy you are. You bury your granddaughter or your grandson, we'll see how blessed you think you are. When you lose your house and you lose your family and you lose your wealth and you lose your health, then we'll see how blessed you really are and how you realize how blessed you really are. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Deuteronomy 15:6. For the Lord thy God blessed thee as he promised thee. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Huh. You wonder why you're cursed? Probably because you're disobeying God's word, amen. And thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. Yeah. The reason you don't realize that we're blessed, that you don't personally realize that you're personally blessed, is because you're disobeying the word of God and you're reaping after you've sowed the seeds of disobedience. Now you're reaping the curses that come because of the seeds of disobedience. But you're still blessed. You ought to thank God you have a job. You ought to thank God you can work. You ought to thank God that God gives you the ability to make money and finances, and you can save or invest. You ought to be thank God that you're alive, you can walk. I didn't see too many people needed a wheelchair this morning. I know people do, but I didn't see too many coming in here with a wheelchair this morning. Just the fact that I can go outside and walk up the mountainside and go hunting or fishing, sleep in a tent somewhere out in the woods. Ladies and gentlemen, you are looking the happiest man on planet Earth, amen? Yeah. God has been good to this preacher. God has given this preacher, take your Bible, turn to Deuteronomy 2. God has given this preacher more than he deserves. I just want to be used of God. I just want to be a help and a blessing to others. Deuteronomy 2:7. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. You just don't know it. You just don't realize it. You're looking at some of the earthly losses. You're looking at some of the things that you once had, but you don't have anymore. And you forgot that God's blessed you. The Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness, these 40 years. The Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Yeah, after 40 years they were complaining, but Jesus was with them. And the rock followed them, the Bible says. And we know that rock was Jesus, amen. They had everything they ever needed, but they were still complaining. I got news for you. You got everything you ever need. You have everything. But yet you still complain about the littlest things. We mope and grope and complain. We bicker. Because it doesn't come out our way. Same thing in Deuteronomy 12:7. God hath blessed us, ladies and gentlemen. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that you put your hand unto, ye and your households wherein the Lord thy God hath, past tense, hath blessed thee. Just the fact that you have a roof over your head. Just the fact that you have clothes on your back. Just the fact that you have food in your tummy this morning. And some of you look like you have food for the next couple of weeks, amen?
You ought to thank God, amen, that God's blessed you enough, amen. Yeah. Thank God that you can sing. Thank God that you can say amen. Thank God that you can shout. Thank God you got eyes to read your Bible, amen. We take it for granted, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 15, verse number 14. Thou shalt furnish him liberally. This is a stranger. Out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress, of that wherewith the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, that thou shalt give unto him. Hey, I got news for you. You know who the happiest people in this church are this morning? The people who give and tithe. Yeah, look at them. They're the happiest people. I've noticed that the most miserable people are the people who don't give God anything. They don't support missions. They don't support the church work. They don't support anything. They're miserable. They're complainers. They don't do anything for God. Hey, that's why God loves a cheerful giver, amen. We get a chance to give back to God what God's given to us, amen. Out of all we've given, all we've done to God is give back what he's given to us, amen. But we think, oh, God, do I have to give all of this? Oh, it's like it hurts when it goes in the offering basket. Oh, I better not give this, I'll give a one. Yeah. You've been in church long enough, you've seen everything. We had somebody in the church one time years ago. The offering basket came back, and she wanted to make change. There she took the large bill. It was the funniest thing you ever saw in your life. She was making change out of the offering basket. You know, just too much, you know. God help you. God help you. You can't give God too much. You can't give God yourself. And you can't give a God. You cannot give God enough, even if you gave yourself enough. Just giving yourself is not enough. Your life, your thoughts, everything.
Yes, sir.
God's been good to us, ladies and gentlemen. God has been good to us. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28. Verse number one. I'll close with this. I know this is a shocker. Deuteronomy 28, verse number one. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now I know this God is talking about his people Israel. I know this talks about the people of God, the Israelites, but the similarities are so clear and comparing them to America. You think about that as we read this, verse number two. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. It's hard to believe that today. But you know what? God had blessed our cities the first couple hundred years of our existence. Now today, oh, they're cursed today. But back then, man, you could walk through the streets safely. Yeah. It was clean. People were moral. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Sound like America about 1,500 years ago, don't you think? Verse 11, the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thine kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness. That's being crazy. That's insane. That's losing your mind. Not being angry. Madness in the Bible is insane, insanity. And you just look at the charts of America, of the psychiatric wards filling up, breaking records. And blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. And thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway. Welcome to America 2014. Yes, so that thou only shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. It's going to make you go crazy. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Do you ever notice there's a complete opposite of the few verses that we read in the beginning of chapter number 28? I'll remind you that the blessings of God's explanation here, or prophecy here, were only 14 verses of blessings. But all the other verses of 68 verses in this chapter have to do with the curses. Verse number 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed. Watch this. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. You're going to wish to God you paid attention to the preacher. You're going to remember the day that you read something in the Bible, you're going to say, I wish to God I'd done that 10, 20 years ago. You're going to remember it. I'm telling you, the judging hand of God Almighty is soon coming to America. There is no hope for this nation. You better mark her down. Verse 46, and there shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Here we are in America today. Here you are in church today. And yet, we're miserable.
That's right.
We're critical.
Yep.
We're complaining.
Yes, sir.
We're ungrateful.
Preach.
And these same blessings that God has given to us that we have not acknowledged,
right,
we complain about.
Yep.
Wherefore should a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. Therefore, shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things? And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far before the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth. A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kine or flocks of thy sheep until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee. And by the way, that did happen. That was fulfilled. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet and toward her children, which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. So how wicked can that get? How in the world can that happen? Well, when you kill 1 million babies a year through abortion, when you allow the sodomites from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco to demonstrate and control the cities and states of this country, when you outlaw Christianity and you persecute Christianity, that's exactly what's coming down the pike, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words, some words you don't think are important. Oh, that was for back then. That's not for today. Oh, you know, we don't have to do that because nobody else is doing that. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. And every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number. So why are we in the minority now, Pastor? Deuteronomy chapter 28, ladies and gentlemen. Why? How come the sodomites have taken over? How come the atheists have taken over? How come the agnostics have taken over? How come all these wicked people have taken over our country? Deuteronomy 28. That we didn't appreciate what God did.
Yes, sir.
We didn't appreciate the blessings of God. We complained what God gave us.
Yes, sir.
We wanted money instead of God. We wanted pleasure instead of God. We wanted ease instead of God. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoice over you to do you good and to multiply you, watch this, it's in your Bible, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. I told you I was closing with this. I just didn't tell you I was going to read all 68 verses. And the Lord shall scatter thee from among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. That's what Americans do. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's raining again. It's snowing again. Well, welcome to the four seasons, amen? Why should it be a shock to you that it rains once in a while? Or if it rains a week straight, you ought to thank God it's not going to rain 40 days in a row again, amen? We complain because everything and the power of God is being revealed, and we complain about it.
Yep.
Because it disrupts your life.
Yes, sir.
The power goes off in your house. And it disrupts your life because it's your God. And it bothers you when you can't control everything.
Right.
And blessed be God, God's been good to us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
God has been good to us. But that's America's for you. Would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and for bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. You're not even going to be worth anyone buying you. You better enjoy the life that you have now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you young people that want to complain about everything, you better thank God that you're young right now. You better thank God you enjoy your health, amen? Enjoy your strength and enjoy the fact that you can breathe fresh air, the fact that you can come to church, the fact that you have a mom, the fact that you have a dad, the fact that somebody loves you and takes care of you, amen? You ought to thank God for that instead of complaining and criticizing all the time. Because one day you're going to think, you're going to be by yourself, and you're going to think, boy, like that prodigal son, you know what? He came to himself, the Bible says. He said, you know what? I didn't know how good I had it back home. I didn't realize how much my dad loved me. I didn't realize how wicked the world really was. I know I heard about it, but I didn't really understand it all. And he came back home. Hey, you know what you ought to do? Come back home to Jesus. I wonder how long it's been since you thank God for being so good to you and all the blessings. You ought to sit down, not even when you go to prayer next time, don't even ask for anything. Just get a list out and say, just thank God for all the things that he's ever given to you in your entire life. You'll spend hours thanking God. If you write a list honestly, all the things that God's been good to you and given to you all these years, allowing you to live, just the fact that you're alive today and breathing today. If nothing ever works out right in my life, blessed be God. God's been good, ladies and gentlemen. If everything goes south, if everything goes sour, and I lose everything, God's been good, ladies and gentlemen. I have no reason to complain. Wherefore should a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. Let's all stand, shall we?